I'm so
in love with you.
Oh my gosh. Kirk. Kirk, you're a lot of things, but Al Green, you are not. Welcome back to the cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Kirk Smooth as Silk Bankstead, and Kristen Lyerly is pinch hitting this week for Sarah Yacoub. Our next guest used to hail from the northwestern corner of the state, where he previously served as the mayor of Ashland. And before that, he served in the legislature as a Republican state senator for 14 years, from 1972 to 1986. Kristen.
Yes, and I am so honored to be in his neighborhood now. He's a Green Bay resident, currently running for one of the Brown County supervisory roles up here. And he and I have been talking a lot about how do we bring back this sense of community, take out the partisanship, and just really focus on the things that matter right here at home. So I couldn't be more excited to be here with Dan Fino, everybody. Woo!
Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you, Kristen.
That. All right, Dan. So you've done a lot of stuff. You've lived lots of parts of Wisconsin. We're going to talk about gerrymandering and your role in these rallies coming up. But the interesting part and the reason you're kind of a guest is that you have been a Republican. I mean, you were a state senator, right? A Republican state senator for a long time up in the Ashland area.
I was elected at the age of 25, the second youngest person in history, and elected four times to the state Senate as a Republican up in the northwestern counties of Wisconsin.
So, you were a Republican back then. We talked earlier today when I was getting you on the show, and you told me a little bit about how you view the Republican Party now. Can you kind of tell us your path in the Republican Party and where you think it's actually going right now?
Well, when I was in the state Senate, the Republican Party was much more moderate. I think it has taken a real sharp turn to the right, particularly with the ascension of Trumpism in the party. And I think the party is headed in the wrong direction. We need moderates. We need to cooperate between the parties. I had an email exchange, for instance, this morning with an old friend of mine, Democrat majority, Senate Majority Leader Tim Cullen from Janesville. He and I correspond every so often. And when we were both in the state Senate, we could fight back and forth on issues, but we didn't dislike each other. And that's something that's missing in politics today. So many of our politicians, both Democrat and Republicans, actually think that the other side is evil and they're not to be trusted and we can't talk to them. That's a very unfortunate circumstance. And I think a lot of it is due to the polarization that we see in politics, with the Democrats becoming more liberal, the Republicans becoming more conservative, and not too many people in between. And a big cause of that is gerrymandering.
Yeah, it really does help make people less responsive. And you know, as somebody who served as a state senator with your successor in that district, Bob Jauch, and I first met him in 1986 when he was brand new in the legislature, and I was a brand new radio newsman in Rice Lake. So I got to know him right away, but then got to serve with him and others in the legislature with, of course, Mike Ellis from Nina. Mike told the best stories back then, and Mike would still show up at most of the Democrats would go to one bar, the Republicans would go to another, but there was some intermingling, and Mike would still come in occasionally with a cocktail napkin and show you how both sides could agree to balance the budget and get that work done. So this current phenomenon is not necessarily something that has to be permanent. And in fact, Dan, 10 years ago when these current maps were in, you had a letter to the editor that was critical of Republicans for putting these maps through at a very expensive cost. It really did seem to go against the fiscal conservatism that Republicans like to claim, right?
Absolutely. They spent an awful lot of taxpayer money putting together gerrymandered maps to protect their own incumbents and protect the Republican Party. And this phenomenon of gerrymandering, there's always been gerrymandering in legislative districts since the beginning of the Republic, but it's gotten much worse because of technology. Right now, political parties in control can pretty much go down to the block level and determine where the Republicans or where the Democrats live and create districts to protect their own incumbents or protect a majority political party. And by the way, it's bipartisan. In Wisconsin, Republicans deserve some criticism, justifiable criticism, for gerrymandering the Wisconsin legislature. If I was in Illinois, I would be criticizing the Democrats controlling the Democrat-controlled legislature. So it's bipartisan, but it's evil wherever you go. It's very destructive to democracy.
So, Dan, we mentioned how the polarization is caused by gerrymandering. I have the answer to this, but I think you do too. Why does gerrymandering cause both sides to kind of become more right and more left?
Well, when you gerrymander legislative districts, strongly leaning Democrat districts tend to nominate and elect strongly liberal Democrats. When you talk about strongly leaning Republican districts, those districts tend to nominate and elect strongly conservative Republicans. And when those strongly conservative Republicans and strongly liberal Democrats get together in Madison or Washington, they really have nothing in common. And so the process of democracy breaks down. The process of developing cooperation and consensus to come to an agreement and compromise on policy issues for the betterment of the state or the nation goes by the wayside. It's a factor of burning everything behind you in the case of a war. And it's very unfortunate because the Republicans and Democrats aren't coming together for the better good of the country.
No, it's so true, because you don't have the lawmakers from those basically purple districts. And, you know, speaking from firsthand experience, winning a close race in what was then a purple district, the smoking ban issue was up at that point, and it was something where you could work across the aisle, because there were some people that wanted that smoking ban to take effect in like 6 weeks. It freaked out, you know, some of the tavern owners and restaurant owners in that area. You know, others wanted to delay it indefinitely. You could actually work out a bipartisan compromise, whereas nowadays, and this has been made very clear in the current legislature, there's not a single Democratic written bill or resolution that will get taken up. And so that lack of, you know, cooperation, Kristen, is certainly reason enough for you and Dan and others to want to put together these rallies and try to get that spirit back.
You bet. And here in Green Bay, where we are the third largest population center in the state, we're really balanced. And when you talk to people, they're disgusted with all of this partisanship. They really want to get back to this sense of community and neighborhood. People have lived here for generations and generations. And that's the beauty of Dan, because Dan is not afraid to be that former Republican who was still a Republican. I think there are a lot of things about Dan that his beliefs align with the traditional Republican beliefs, but he also understands the importance of democracy. So Dan, tell us, you're coming to speak at our rally in Green Bay on Friday. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to tell the people and what you hope to see when you're there.
Now, Christine, I'm revealing my speech, my 45-minute speech here.
It's going to be 10 degrees, so you're going to want to trim it down a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to talk about how the gerrymandering is polarizing the political atmosphere in the state, as I just talked about. I'm also going to mention that our elections in Wisconsin are pretty much rigged. There are very, very few districts in Wisconsin, either in the state Senate or the state assembly, that are truly competitive. Most of the districts in the state are either going to likely elect a Democrat or likely elect a Republican. If you live in a 60% or 70% Republican gerrymandered district, a Democrat has very little chance of getting elected. And the reverse of that would be in a Democrat district. So our elections are rigged. The outcome of elections in Wisconsin are pretty much predetermined before the people go to the polls. And what has happened is that the politicians, through gerrymandering, have selected the voters. And the voters are in no longer position to elect or choose the politicians. And that's mm-hmm. not what democracy should be about. The final thing I'd mention on Friday at our rally in Green Bay is that this whole issue, of course, is before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I was listening to some of the court debate on a podcast of today, and the Supreme Court, of course, is the final arbitrator of what is constitutional in the state, or at least it should be. All local and state officials in Wisconsin must raise the right hand when they're elected and sworn into office that they will defend the Constitution of Wisconsin. Well, what does the Constitution say about redistricting? It's one of the things that people aren't looking at. And I looked up the Constitution. I've read it before. And there's a phrase in there, and I'll read you the phrase because I've got it right before me. In fact, I'm going to bring it to the rally on Friday. It talks about districts being bounded by county, precinct, town, and ward lines and consist of contiguous territory. That's the language in the Wisconsin Constitution that all public officials, including members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, have or are obligated to support. But there's an additional phrase right at the end of this section. It's Article 4, Section 4 of the Wisconsin Constitution. And here's the language. And be in as compact form as possible. Wow. Being in as compact form as possible. That's the directive of the Wisconsin Constitution. Our districts in Wisconsin, our legislative districts, our congressional districts, are not compact as possible. They look like somebody from outer space dropped spaghetti from 100 miles and dropped it over Wisconsin, and that's where they drew the lines. So the Wisconsin Constitution mandates that you do something about ending gerrymandering by making the districts compact. Our districts are not compact.
I like what you said there, Dan, in that these guys raised their right hand and swore in a Bible that they were going to, you know, follow the Constitution of Wisconsin, these Supreme Court justices. There are four kind of, you know, Republican elected justices. There's three Democrat elected justices because of it's a political election to get these guys in. And that means there's one vote that has to change. And in Ohio, there was a 4-3 a vote from the Ohio Supreme Court that sent the Republican maps back, the gerrymandered maps back, and they had to redo them. I don't know what the political makeup of that is, but it took one vote. And so to me, these rallies, like, we got bad news. And if we're really cynical and we're you know, our hearts are hardened, we're like, oh, these four Republican justices are just going to do the bidding of Robin Voss, and they all work together, and they're all. And I don't necessarily think so. I think there's one of those guys, I can't remember his name, that has Hagedorn. Voted different. What's his name, Pat?
Tom Hagedorn.
Tom Hagedorn. I mean, he hasn't voted lockstep with his party. So to me, these rallies can do something. Our commercial that we're doing can do something. It's reminding these guys that they took an oath on the Bible in Wisconsin. They're going to protect Wisconsin. So hopefully that's what I hope that this does, these rallies do.
Well, that's the hope. And 72% of Wisconsinites in all the polling that's been done favor the end of gerrymandering and the return of fair competitive elections in Wisconsin.
They sure do. And there's a bill that would do, and I want to correct myself, as Brian Hagedorn is the Supreme Court Justice. But Kristen, there's a bill that would address this.
Yes. So Representative Deb Andraca, who herself beat the bad lines last time around, and then Senator Jeff Smith, have a bill that's out there. But unfortunately, and that bill would fix our redistricting problem. As you mentioned earlier, Pat, we have sent our lines to the federal courts for decades. We need a better system in Wisconsin, and this bill would fix that problem. Unfortunately, it's a Democratic-sponsored bill, and because of gerrymandering, Democrat-sponsored bills do not make it to the floor.
But at least there's a solution out there. These are solutions we're going to continue to talk about, because, again, it may not happen this time around, but with Dan, with folks like you speaking at these rallies, perhaps more hearts and minds can be changed. Dan Thino, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for visiting with us on the Up North podcast.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. We will take a break, and we will wrap up the show right after this.